This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Leanne Butkovic. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says with the defeat of two balanced budget amendments today, Congress has reached a generational moment. Joseph Leahy in St. Louis has more.
The defeat of both bills, one from Democrats, one from Republicans, ends the current push to force a yearly balanced budget from Congress. Blunt voted for the Republican-backed bill and says the fact that neither party could pass their amendment speaks to the heart of the Senate's dysfunction.
But unfortunately, it was just like everything else that's happening on the Senate floor most days now. Two votes and nothing happens. And I think it's time that we begin to work toward real solutions.
A debt ceiling deal last summer required the Senate to stage the votes in exchange for $2 trillion in future spending cuts.
That was Joseph Leahy in St. Louis. The Missouri Supreme Court is considering public defenders' rights to turn away appointments when their caseloads reach a certain level. The court heard arguments yesterday over a policy adopted by the public defender system's top official for setting the maximum caseload offices can handle. When limits are exceeded in three consecutive months, the public defender can take action. If agreements are not reached with prosecutors and judges, offices can temporarily refuse new cases. The issue stems from a southwestern Missouri case in which a defendant was appointed a public defender from an office that was not accepting new cases. A special task force is recommending changes to how Missouri handles people who are on parole or probation. The recommendations presented today to an interim House committee include allowing people on probation or parole to have their supervision reduced by 30 days for every 30 days they comply with their requirements. The task force also recommended allowing probation and parole officers to order brief jail stays for those who violate their rules. Supporters estimate the recommendations could save several million dollars and reduce the prison population by up to 677 inmates after several years. There were nearly 31,000 people in Missouri's prisons through November. More than a month after the move was made official, University of Missouri Chancellor Brady Deaton spent an hour with reporters this afternoon to debrief the move to the Southeastern Conference from the Big 12. Deaton says the negotiations are still ongoing with the Big 12 to determine how much the school will have to pay as an exit fee to leave the conference. The University of Nebraska paid more than $9 million when it left the Big 12 last year.
All exit fees will be paid for by the athletic program. There will be no general obligation funds, as we call them, no taxpayers' money or no student fees associated with the payment. We're clear on that, and we know that's doable. Actually, we know that's doable under the worst of circumstances, but we're hoping for good circumstances here.
MU Athletic Director Mike Alden says the SEC will announce its football schedule for 2012 next week, with MU as its newest member. Mexico's Mid-America BRIC has plans to temporarily curtail operations in response to a stagnant market. The BRIC factory plans to lay off 34 of its 50 workers by Friday and suspend most of its manufacturing because of a seasonal slowdown and low construction demand. David Adams, Vice President of Sales, said many BRIC manufacturers reduce workforces during the slow winter construction months. He says the business would rehire when market conditions improve. The plant opened in June 2010 in the former AP Green BRIC factory, which is one of Audrain County's biggest employers until it closed a decade ago. Before the economic slowdown, Mid-America spent nearly $22 million to purchase and renovate the factory. For KBIA News, I'm Leanne Butkovic.